time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
The big Tuesday edition. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
I am excited about today's program.
Tell me about
two
it.
Absolute A-list guests on the show today. Andy Lee, whose new show goes, it's up on blocks as we speak.
The
Ready
Cube.
To go. Yeah. Wednesday night, Channel 10. I haven't been sent a gift bag.
Oh, yeah, because they normally send something.
They send you a gift bag, something
yeah, yeah, yeah.
to entice me
yeah,
to talk
course.
About it lovingly.
Okay, you're not
Nothing.
Happy about that.
Nada.
All right.
Well, that'll come up.
Okay.
Leno and Woodley,
what?
Two of the funniest people oh. this country has ever produced, have got a new show for the array of festivals up and about. We'll talk
yep.
to them. They're
good
coming in
tourists.
Live. Strap yourself in.
Can't wait.
That will end up being bent out of shape, no doubt. Men are idiots.
Yes,
first
they
time
are.
We're going to do this without Jane.
Oh, yeah.
I have,
plenty
I'm conflicted,
stories,
but there's plenty of stories of men being idiots. We'll get to the bottom of that. Is it Cowbell? New segment might come up. And we're going to ask you,
yeah.
who should be vaccinated? Imagine you've got the only vaccine oh. left. Who would you vaccinate first? If you love Triple M, you might say Barnsley.
Yeah, Molly
Dave,
Meldrum,
would,
maybe.
Molly Meldrum.
I'd vaccinate Molly straight
get
up.
Get him quick sticks.
Yeah.
In fact, it might be too late.
Don't say that.
Save the vaccine.
Molly's fine.
Save the vaccine. Right. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Yeah, there it is a big
is.
Tuesday show.
Come on, Dave.
Off we go.
Fire it up.
Yeah.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Crowded house. That's Neil,
who's
Finn,
in that?
Paul
and
Hest.
The kids? Who's is it? Whose kids are
well,
it?
No, there's no Liam or Elliot
is
or
there a cousin?
Elroy.
Is there a cousin?
No, this was back in.
You
was
got,
early. No,
you got
stop
roasted
it.
By our listeners. More than one.
Right.
Rang up.
I got the name Elliot and Elroy confused. Simple mistake to make.
No, you're an idiot.
Oh,
and
okay.
that's as good a cue as any.
Personally, I think you're a f- idiot.
What are you doing?
Idiot.
Most definitely inept people that are stupid.
No, idiot.
Men are idiots.
I was an idiot, you're right.
First one without Jane Kennedy, don't let her down, Dave.
Okay.
One of many things she brought to the table here
Indeed.
On the program. Where do you want to start? What about with the Qatar?
Oh, yeah.
Beach volleyball stars have banned... So this is all men,
yeah,
all
yeah,
Qatari
yeah.
men.
Yeah.
Have basically banned the bikini.
Oh.
Men are idiots. What
the hell are they thinking?
Well, they're idiots because not only is the fact that it's easy on the eye,
of course.
It is also part of their costume.
It's
and
beach
they've been
volleyball.
Wearing it. It's beach volleyball.
Yeah.
No one has ever worn anything else.
Not wearing neck to knees doing that.
And you knew that when you booked the games, you dickheads.
Again.
Men are idiots.
So German beach volleyball stars Karl Laborga and Julia Sude, I don't know how to pronounce that, apologies.
Men are idiots.
have said they will boycott a tournament in Qatar because it's the only country where players are forbidden from wearing bikinis on court. Stop telling women how to dress.
Yeah.
There's a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you start there? And here, by the way, this is a country that recently fished Australian women off a flight.
That's
and
right.
then invaded their privacy and their personal space with an invasive search
Come
against
on,
their will.
You're better than that.
I think Qatar has major issues.
Yeah.
And by the way, is about to host the World Cup.
That's right, it is too,
year,
isn't
so
it?
So have fun over that. What are they going to make the players wear?
Yeah.
Tracksuit pants?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Everyone, especially the men of Qatar, you are idiots.
Men are idiots.
All right. Giving that button a workout today, and I like it. What about Manly's Tom Tjivajevic, who
yeah.
denies, who basically done his hammy
yes.
after being depicted having not a nudie run, let's call it a, what
oh,
you call it?
Mucking around, just having a chase.
A late night
yeah.
mad run through the city. Have a listen.
Holy s***! Harry's faster than Turbo!
The Seagulls fullback will miss at least the first 4 weeks of the NRL season after suffering another hamstring injury, which he says happened when he slipped in the bathroom, not
no.
during that race.
No.
It's a pretty embarrassing one to actually say, but waking up yesterday morning, I've slipped over in the bathroom and,
come
on. Pretty hard to say. That's a pretty hard one to take, but, yeah.
Mate, men are idiots.
Men are idiots.
Yep.
And by the way, the old slipping over in the bathroom
yeah.
is the male is the adult and male equivalent of a dog ate my homework.
yes.
You can turn up to emergency with a salt shaker up your rectum and go, I've slipped over.
Yeah, and it was
I
in the
slipped
bath.
Over in the shower. Yeah.
So I was running through the Corso and Manly on Saturday night. He says, slipped in the bath.
Men are idiots.
He's an idiot. Okay, so another man has died preparing for a gender reveal.
Oh, no.
Event.
Men are idiots.
Oh, God. Do we have the audio, Dave?
Yeah, here it is.
New York State Police say 28-year-old father-to-be Chris Peckney was preparing for a gender reveal event. While preparing a practice device intended to explode in a cloud of colored powder, the device exploded early, killing Peckney. Flying shrapnel wounded his brother Michael.
Men are idiots.
I always, and this is the long line in many in this department. Yeah. What are you going to say to that kid one day? He goes, so how did Dad die?
Yeah.
Well, he was preparing to reveal your gender identity.
So you're kind of your fault.
It wasn't your fault. Don't beat yourself up about it, but we miss him a lot. This is after a 26-year-old man died in October 2019. Mm-hmm. He inadvertently bought a pipe bomb.
Yeah,
it exploded.
Yeah.
A gender reveal stunt that led to a plane crash in Texas. Have you got that audio?
Yeah, yeah.
The excited parents-to-be on the ground as the plane approaches. A crop-dusting plane dropping 350 gallons of pink water. It's a girl. But minutes later,
I had a plane crash.
The airplane got too slow, aerodynamically stalled, impacted terrain.
Yeah, that's, again.
There was, you're an idiot. A gender reveal celebration in El Dorado, a fire in September 2020, which saw a firefighter killed. We won't play the audio for that. And just to show that men aren't the only idiots, women can get involved too.
Mm.
This woman revealed the identity of her child by farting, I believe, pink talcum powder. That's a proud video to play to that child, isn't it?
Yeah.
I tell you what, we've got time for a quick call.
All right.
You, Jesus, this makes me angry. Yes, what? Mick. What is it?
Oh,
you don't have it.
I don't.
Okay, I've got it. You don't. We will come back and do it on the other side. 133353.
Men are idiots.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Andy Lee, he's got a brand new show coming on the telly. He's be joining it in the second hour coming up.
And Leno and Woodley, but no, we've just been informed no Woodley.
Only Leno.
Just Leno.
That feels
weird,
doesn't
it? I wonder if they've
had
a fight. I wonder if the show's over. I wonder if they're doing a splinter.
Let's hope not.
Like doing solo albums.
Yeah, that's
they've
right.
They've gone this way before. I hope there's no trouble.
Sort of Simon and Garfunkel sort of style, isn't it? Mm. Who knows where it's going to end?
Do you know what?
What?
I've got a really bad feeling.
they've got some shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. So, yes.
Well, I'll go and see them. It could be the last time you get a chance because they clearly don't like each other. As well. The only thing I can read from...
That's what you're making out of.
Hey,
it. Right,
it's
we'll
Men Are
out.
Idiots. Yeah, Leno and Woodley are idiots.
All right.
They'll be on deck.
Men are idiots.
Leno will be shortly. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Love bit him. Of an idiot.
I beg your pardon.
Well, I've been a huge fan. You know, I've been to all his concerts.
Are.
I've seen him everywhere. I've been Hanging Rock. I've been to the showgrounds. He's absolutely brilliant, but he did get caught drink driving the other day.
That's true.
And now he's just done a podcast with Barack Obama.
Amazing.
The two team up for a podcast. I was really looking forward to it and was going to listen. And
it's called Renegades, Born in the USA. If you
two
want
great
download.
Minds, two of my favourite people, two great leaders of men, and this is what I heard. I don't know about Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Lived in one house, my parents, my grandparents, and myself.
Grandparents on your dad's side or mom's side?
My grandparents on my dad's side. I was brought up...
Bruce.
Very, very provincial.
Not in front of the ex-president.
No.
Oh, this is annoying. Paul's on the line. Yes, Paul, who's the idiot?
You, Mickey, unfortunately.
Men are idiots. Wrong with you? What for?
Mate, I love you, but you mispronounced Tom Trbojevic as Tom Trbojevic. You went for a vi instead of a voy. I just wanted to bring that up because I know you're not the sort of person that would, you know, have a go at someone for mispronouncing someone's name, but it just had to be brought up. I'm sorry about that.
No, I like it, Paul.
Well, you're a right like arsehole.
Thank you, Dave.
Is this men are arseholes?
No, we'll give him a prize, I reckon, Paul.
Have a listen first, you do. Play back and see what I did.
Yeah.
Manly's Tom Trbojevic.
Oh,
mate, it's like one of those Eastern European tennis players. You know, as long as you get kind of right. Yeah. So, I look at it and go, what's the Scrabble score for that word? And if it's over 22, you get a pass. You're going to give him a prize,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, I'll give you a prize. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. It's your choice here, Paul. This is the first time we've done this because, you know, on Mick's desk, there's a bunch of stuff that's been there for a very long time. Mick doesn't take home. He just sits on his desk for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Now, you get to choose. You can either get our normal prize, which is a memorabilia pack from Kennedy Malloy from back in the day, or you can take something, the mystery prize from Mick's desk. What are you going to do?
Oh, geez. I'll get mystery prize,
Well, congratulations, Paul. You've got yourself a case of Carlton Draft, expired in 2017. It's a sun-faded box, possibly gifted to Mick at the launch of Kennedy Malloy by our CEO, Grant Blackley.
It's sun-faded. It's been on the window that long. But you know what? It's a great talking point to have at home. And you can say, Mickey gave me that. Good on you, Paul.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, mate. And 133353, yes. Men are idiots. You can win something. Hey, before we go, I just wanted to play one other. We'll do it when we come back.
All right. Well, more from the podcast. Yeah, with the boss and Barack Obama. Hey, Paul, well done to you. Men are idiots. Here's your chance to get involved right now. 133353. Who's the idiot? You might win a prize.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malone.
You can listen to us on the Listener app. Download that right now. Mick Malloy here.
Trbojevic.
Keep going. This is what you said earlier.
Manly's Tom Trbojevic. Well, okay, that's clearly just,
Work a bit harder, Mickey. You're better than that. You're a national broadcaster. You should be across all the names. Men are idiots.
Men are idiots.
Get involved. 133353.
How about clowning yourself?
Oh.
Anyone who electrocutes themselves in their own home
is an idiot.
Is an idiot.
Well, I did it.
What did you do?
Oh, yeah, I was trying to fix a clock on the oven. So it's a wall oven, so I've unscrewed it, pulled it out, and stuck my finger in where the clock is, and electrocuted myself. So I threw myself across the room.
133353. If you think you can top that, I'm still getting over Bruce Springsteen and his podcast with Barack Obama.
Renegades Born in the USA is the name of the podcast.
Grab another listen to a grab from the podcast.
Okay.
I was trying to remember the first time we actually met. Probably was in 2008.
That's right.
We had a great dinner at the White House.
Bruce. No.
There was drinking.
That was good.
Come on.
I'm pretty sure that the first time they met, Barack was holding his hair back.
I'm going to listen to that
podcast. While he had a chunder. Simon's on the phone. Let this go, Simon. No, what are you saying now?
Oh, Mick, it's just Tommy Turbo.
Tommy Turbo. Well, you could have told me that, and I would have avoided a lot of trouble. Duke him down.
Neither of those words are worth more than 22 on a Scrabble board, Mick.
Case of Brick Lane for you, by the way.
Coming
Simon.
It your way. Appreciate it's the that. Draft, and it's good, and it's available at Dan Murphy's. It's a top drop.
It is.
Better than a case of CUB from 2017. Otherwise, the CUB
gifted
is
gifted to you
is
by the CEO
drop.
Of this network, by the way.
Well,
that's a bit cheap.
And up until now, it's been had a coveted position on my desk.
Yeah, but, mate, the box has faded. It looks terrible. Been sitting there. That's beer. You could have shared that with the whole team. I don't know.
Well, you know what happens these days. People just help themselves to anything that's on my desk. So I'm surprised that lasted so long. By the way, team meeting coming up.
Oh, what?
On the show.
Oh, nice.
Shortly.
All right.
Team meeting, and you're all in trouble.
Are you not happy?
I'm not happy. Jeez. I am not happy. Peter's on the line. Peter, who's the idiot?
Mate, the idiot is the guy that invented salted caramel.
Oh. He's an idiot.
Men are idiots.
I don't mind a bit of salted caramel. What's your beef with salted caramel?
Oh, mate, nice, soft, gooey, sweet, delicious taste. And then they go and stuff salt in it.
Settle down.
Bad.
Calm down, Peter. Duke him,
mate. All right, then. Well, we'll get the taste of salted caramel out of your mouth with some Brick Lane. Bloody good beer available at Dan Murphy's.
Sure is. Peter. Peter, calm down, mate.
I don't mind
that. All right. Paul's on the line. Paul, who do you want to clown?
Who's the idiot?
I want to clown Dave.
Men are idiots.
I like where this is going.
I beg your pardon? What have I done?
Yeah. The reason why, Dave, you're offering all these good goodies from Mick's desk, but you're a tight-ass Dave. I'm sure you would have taken them all already.
And can I say something? Don't worry, he has. And this is the part of the team meeting.
You'll
realise that most of the stuff we're giving away off my desk, and I've only just found this out, is the stuff they've left for me having helped themselves to all the good stuff by the time I get in. It's all coming up in the team meeting.
No, you've got your bits and pieces that are left
Thanks,
over.
Thanks, Paul. Susie's on the line. Susie, who do you want to...
Who's the idiot?
Who's the idiot?
Hello?
Hey.
Yes, Susie, who's the idiot?
My brother.
Oh. Your brother? What'd your brother
Men
do?
Men are idiots.
Well, my brother basically hit a brick wall.
Yeah.
And
in what? Himself in a car?
Oh, sorry, in his car. He was in a car and he hit a brick wall.
Yeah.
And then when my dad said, you know, what's happened? He said, the wall fell on my car.
Men are idiots.
Your Honour? No, Susie. And is your dad a bigger idiot than your brother? And what did your dad say at that point?
Oh, well, my dad said, I'm not an idiot. He pretty much said,
Dave.
An idiot.
Case of Brick Lane for you, Susie. Thank you for calling from Cremorne. We'll sort you out with some Brick Lane. Bloody good beer.
We're going to do this quickly. We've got two callers who are mucking around down your neck of the woods. Well, Kelly, I don't normally allow a woman being an idiot in a segment called Men Are Idiots, but on this occasion I'll make an exception.
What happened?
What did you do?
Oh, truly I am an idiot. I went to Wheelbarrow to the woodshed last summer, ready for winter this coming winter, and I lifted up the electric fence.
Men are idiots.
So are women.
Women are idiots.
We're here. We actually do equal opportunity here, so don't get angry. We actually have a segment called Women Are Idiots as well. But
it was an extremely idiotic thing to do, honestly. I paid a big price for it. I landed on my ass. So.
Yeah, don't touch the fence.
Well, Duca Dave.
What about $100 for you to spend at your choice of any providers like the iconic Netflix, Amazon, Uber Eats and more? Well done, Kelly.
That would be fabulous. Yeah, thank you very much.
Well done to you.
Just quickly, Robert, what did you do? You did something, gave yourself a shock.
Yes, mate. I was putting a microwave in our kitchen and it wouldn't reach, so I got an extension lead and the kids were all watching. I told one of my kids to plug it in the wall and I cut it with pliers and the pliers flew across the room and the kids were all...
Men are idiots.
Oh, no, Robert.
And your kids saw that. They probably think that happens every time you plug in the microwave now. Come on, That's Dad, right. Do the thing.
Get the pliers out.
Do the thing where you fly across the room.
Case of Brick Lane for you there, Robert. Courtesy of Malloy.
Immediately after this team meeting.
All right, stand by. Nick's not happy. Okay. This is Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Colin Lane, Leno, one half of Leno and Woodley, is here. He'll be on air in just a moment. Andy Lee to join us in the second hour as well. And we'll take your calls, take your tweets. This is a big, big show. This is Malloy.
One half of Leno and Woodley. I hope they're not fighting. I hope this isn't a showbiz feud.
You can ask, because it might get a little awkward.
Yeah. Don't look happy. And, of course, and Andy Lee coming up. Yeah. I've got a beef with Channel 10. I'll get to the bottom of that with...
You're a bit angry today, aren't you?
Well,
I'm
really upset, and I'm really upset with Channel 9 right now.
What's Channel 9?
This is a team meeting, by the way. Everyone's in here.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to call the roll, but all our producers, Dave, are now in. So maths has started. Okay, and as is the tradition, when a new show launches, you usually get a gift basket.
You do.
Or something from the network.
Send
and they give
it.
You and promote something. And, it's an inducement to talk about.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
Contrast.
It's
just the way you grease the wheels in radio.
That's right.
You make me an offering, I accept the offering, and then I start talking about the new series of maths.
Which shot the lights out last night, by the way. Over a million.
As it has done. Anyway, so I'm going, that's interesting. Mm. I didn't get anything for maths this year. And it went very quiet.
Mm.
Very quiet in the studio. Hello, Whitney. And
hello.
Whitney. Hello, James. Now, Whitney, can you tell me when I suggested that I didn't receive anything from maths, what's actually occurred?
Okay. So normally maths send the biggest promo presents.
Do they ever? Yeah. Well, it's a big show.
Yeah, it's normally like a big thing.
It's a big show and a big network.
Balloons and a huge cake. And then yesterday I walked in. And there was a little block of chocolate wrapped up in a maths photo, and then there was a heart-shaped box of Raffaello.
And I've got some stupid chocolates wrapped in a plastic packet on the inside. And when I opened the lid, of course, to have a look at them, they're all gone.
Well,
they are all gone, as is the alleged block of chocolate that as yet I'm not to see. So what happened? You just made an executive decision that... You're going to woof that?
I thought that was pretty lame. So I opened the block of chocolate and James, Dave and myself ate it.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, you did not tell me they had anything to do with
that. Yes, I did.
No, you
did
not.
Dave,
I don't expect anything more from this lot. But you, Yeah, what? You're on air. You know what it means to be gifted something. And you, what have you done? You just help yourself to mine.
It was a silver bit of foil with a couple of bits of chocolate in it. And I said, oh, can I have a bit of that? Yep, no worries.
Jay, you're overseeing this whole thing. Are you complicit? Did you eat any of the chocolate?
It's a dark day in the history of the show.
Oh, come on.
As the leader of this team, I take full responsibility for the actions of the people.
So here's my
show.
Other beef.
What?
Then I find out from Whitney.
Yeah.
What did they send Moon Man? What did Maths?
Okay.
What did Maths send Moon Man?
This is
what?
They sent Moon Man a 6-pack of Maths branded cupcakes.
Oh my!
Sounds pretty good.
God.
They also sent them to other breakfast shows around the country.
What did Kyle and Jackie O get?
Kyle and Jackie O got them. I believe.
They got the cupcakes.
Yep, I believe Fifi, Fev, and Nick at Fox FM in Melbourne got them.
I got a box of like 7-Eleven style. I've had to blow the dust off it. This was probably originally designated for blankety blanks.
If it makes you feel any better, I've done some calls. So Sam Pang at Nova didn't get the cupcakes either.
No, well, he doesn't deserve
them. Marty here didn't get them either.
What did Marty get?
He didn't. He got the same shitty present that we got.
I want Michael Healy on this program. He's the head of programming.
Right.
After everything I've done for Channel 9, sinking two national shows in my name, the least I expect is this. And by the way, Andy Lee's coming up.
Yeah.
I've got nothing.
Oh,
from
the
Cube. The Cube.
Channel 10.
Premieres tomorrow night, Channel 10.
Not
Wednesday
even a Rubik's
night.
Cube, nothing.
Massive, I've got nothing. I've got nothing. Remember, have you been paying attention? Friggin' water bottle. Oh, thanks for the water bottle, Channel 10.
Oh, don't worry, Whitney got a sleeping bag a couple of weeks ago.
So,
with
it got me thinking, what has gone missing from my desk? Hun, we've done a full inventory and the guys have been coughing them up all day. Do you want to know what's arrived recently, which I never knew about? Holy moly smash cake. Hers for holy moly.
Hang on.
And what?
That sat in the office that you had been in for a good week.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. An Esky? Hang on. That's right up my alley.
It is.
An Esky for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, taken by?
Hi there.
James.
It's really good.
A sleeping bag for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Now, that's something I could use. Where did that go?
I can bring that back to you.
But I was talking about going camping with my boys
unused.
The other day.
You can have it back.
It's unused. Of course it is. You don't, it's like sharing underpants. You can't re-gift a sleeping bag. Where did a big banana tote bag and keep cup?
Yeah, they're really handy.
Where'd
when
that come from?
Oh, we got the general manager from the Big Banana on a couple of years ago, so got some socks
out
of that.
How about Vegemite as trucker cap? That's you, Dave.
I wear hats every day. Caps. That's my thing.
Yeah, well, I quite enjoy it as well. But then you're all sorted with the Wentworth jumper from
It Foxtel. Was under my desk in a box.
And a Matt Preston cooking book.
Yeah, that was taken by Lee Coolman up at Triple M Sydney.
I believe
Shout
it's
out.
Just 500 recipes for rissoles. All right,
okay.
I'm over it.
All right.
What's happening next? Everyone,
next.
See me in my office.
All right.
Wherever that is.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
It is Mick Malloy, Andy Lee coming up soon, but right now, a goddamn national treasure, Mick. We're talking about Colin Lane.
He should be vaccinated, this bloke, because we can't afford to lose him.
Not now.
Leno, Colin Lane, my favourite
Hello, Mick.
Part of Leno and Woodley, let's be honest.
Well, absolutely.
Right. I mean, he's unreliable.
Well,
he's never been.
He's a charlatan. He's overrated. He's
Is showbiz arsehole too strong?
Yeah. Woodley. Although, who are we talking about? Andy Lee still? Or?
No, he's coming up. He can finish himself. No, Woodley. No.
Frank.
Oh, Frank, he was supposed to come in, the two of you.
Frankie Wanky.
We're coming in because I love having you in the show. Because he usually tips some furniture over, pull out a guitar, or go mad. And at the last minute, he has done what I call the Liam Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I'm locked in a hotel room.
No,
I haven't been to bed.
I can't be bothered. Who are we talking to? Mick Malloy? I'll come up with something. I say, boy, could you look after this little chat with Mick Malloy for me, please?
Well,
yes, Mr. Woodley.
You can do it. Because you're promoting the new show, Leno and Woodley, in Leno and Woodley.
Yes.
Now, that's the full title of the show.
Leno and Woodley in Leno and Woodley.
I love it. I love it. And to describe the writing meeting, was it early in the day? Had you run out of – was there a big whiteboard full of other names? Or you just went, no, let's call it as it is.
Mm. We'll call it as it is. And, look, it's a bit of old. It's a bit of new. It's a bit of stuff that's so old people will think is new.
How old? Not found objects old.
Oh,
you know I love the found objects. I love you guys. I love it.
May be a couple of jokes are in the show that there's inscriptions on the pyramids. That's how old they are. Yes.
On the Rosetta Stone, some of your material, actually.
Yes, maybe even a couple of jokes this afternoon on this very program that are 35 years old.
Well, hang about. It's going to get worse. Hey, I love you. You're a great showman, and you've already sold out.
Hmm. So what am I doing here?
What the hell am I doing here?
That's what Frank's done. It's a farce. We've sold out.
Yeah.
No, you've sold out the initial season at the Malt House.
Yes.
And then you're going to the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
In a couple of weeks,
you
know, hopefully.
Have you got a vaccine?
Fingers crossed.
Have you been vaccinated? You need to get the jab.
No, we're at the Opera House the last 2 weeks, and we had to get a test in Sydney because we were from Melbourne and we were dirty. So we had to dirty Melbourne people. Yes. We had to get a test in Sydney and cancelled a couple of shows because of the lockdown and all that kind of stuff. So I think that we might have to get a test before we go to Adelaide and then another one when we're there.
Jeez.
Perhaps. Something like that.
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Just trying to make people laugh these days.
Yeah, I know.
It's a very hard thing to do.
It's all protocols and, you know, structures and that kind of stuff. It's a hoi polloi of politics.
Adelaide Fringe Festival and then the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I'm going to call it a triumphant return.
Yeah, thank you.
This sold out season at the Playhouse. Pardon me, Your Majesty.
If you don't mind,
you guys. So you're at the Opera House and now the Playhouse.
The Opera House, the Playhouse, the Malt House.
Do you gussy it up a bit, or is it still
gussy
just
it up?
The same?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Gussy it up, as in
put some underwear on.
No, wear pantaloons or something, or just you know, make it a bit more classy.
Highfalutin. Yes,
I want to see that the poster.
Yes, it's very highfalutin entertainment. We put on. We've got suits. We've got ties. We've got you know the shirts with the frilly kind of fronts.
Spoiler
you know.
Alert.
Yeah.
we know too much. People, I'm going to suggest to you, ready for a laugh and ready to go
aren't
out and
just
see live theatre again. I can't think, you know, when you think of the things you've missed during coronavirus and the crazy year that was 2020, and one of them is that shared experience of going out and sitting in a room full of people, hearing them laugh.
Yes.
And enjoy the same things you're doing.
And being at the Opera House as well, do you broadcast to the Opera to Sydney?
We certainly do.
Sure. You certainly do. Yeah, well, we do. That was probably the first laugh of the show where we came out and just went, isn't it great being out and about? And, isn't it great that we're not in that dirty, filthy Melbourne?
Did you say that in every city?
Sydney loved that. Yeah, Sydney loved that. I do love the Sydney people. I do love it also when they do that nice kind of patronising thing when they say, are you from Melbourne? I go, yeah. And they go, you know what? Actually Melbourne.
You know, it's okay.
Yeah.
I went there.
Yeah, I went there.
First 3 days were great.
Yeah. I didn't hate it. It was actually had a nice time. You know, when people come over for dinner, they go, I actually liked having dinner with you.
That was really good.
Good. Like if I play footy with a few people and they just go, nice kick, Cole.
So the backhanded compliment is one of my favourite things. And comedians are very good at it because they're competitive by nature.
Yes.
Two of my favourites, both backstage at comedy venues, going, I don't care what everyone else thinks.
Yes.
I thought you were great.
Yes.
That's one of my favourites.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And the other one was, how'd you go, Mick? Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, you got to remember they're always quiet on Sunday.
That's what we used to do, especially when we were overseas. The first time I think Frank and I went over there, and the audience was a bit quiet, and then Jim Owen would come and kill.
Yeah.
Just lay them in the aisles, just going, all right, so it's the quality of the jokes, Mick.
We've all witnessed that. Well, speaking of quality jokes, Leno and Woodley in Leno and Woodley will be the best show starring Leno and Woodley. You'll see a bit of old, a bit of new, some exciting stuff. Your shows are always great. They never disappoint. Perfect time to go out and see some live comedy.
Yeah, March 8th to the 21st at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. For our Adelaide listeners, get your tickets at comedy.com.au. Then, as we mentioned, you're back in Melbourne for the Comedy Festival at the Playhouse, March 30 to April 4.
Hope everything's okay with Frank.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having
Pleasure.
Me.
Pleasure. Yeah.
That's Colin Lane, one half of Leno Woodley. This is Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Nick Malloy and me, Phil. Apparently, that's what
Phil
Leno thought my name was.
Did. I said you look a bit like a Phil.
I look nothing like Phil.
Jerry thought you were ugly Phil, I reckon.
Maybe. Dangerous Dave, ugly
Phil. You're a bit too good looking. No, you're not quite.
No, I think.
The same hairstyle.
All right, then. Thanks, mate. Song Whisperer.
Sorry.
What have you stolen from my desk?
I've taken nothing. Absolutely nothing. I've taken things out of the prize cupboard over the years, documented.
Your house. It's like stolen goods from the proceeds of crime.
Every time I'm out mowing the lawns, I just think about it as I've got the Makita going and I've got the brush cutters and my mowers and stuff.
Okay.
I've done very well.
All right, Andy Lee coming up. And don't worry, I'm still on the case. Channel 10, I got nothing from the Cube. It's a big rollout. He's a superstar.
Right.
What are you doing?
What would you like? If Channel 10 are listening from the Cube, what are you expecting? No. Anything like that?
Fabergé egg.
It's a bit rich.
Well,
that's me a showbiz arsehole.
How much do you want me to plug it? You know?
Wow.
This is a time-honored showbiz tradition, and I've got nothing. And
listen,
I've got
what about a Russian doll shaped like Andy? And you open up, there's a little Andy inside. Listen, you open it up, another one.
How many? is it eight Andy dolls? Or?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'll settle for eight.
All right.
Or, you know what I'll do? Start my own show.
Oh.
Like the Cube.
Like you're a...
The rival. Triangle. And I'll get it out. Oh, he's coming. Don't tell him what I just said. Oh, no. But my new show, The Triangle, is out. Oh, look, he's gone bonkers. Andy Lee's coming up next. Time for this.
All right.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Before we get into the synopsis today, before the show, Mick, we were talking about music. Dange was talking about Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
And it got us talking about whether or not a particular instrument featured in a particular Rage Against the Machine song, which led us to a new segment on Malone.
Cowbell solo. The last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
Is it cowbell?
I gotta have more cowbell.
Yep. So, the song is...
I'm not convinced it's cowbell.
Killing in the Name of...
Of course it is cowbell.
Rage Against the Machine. Dange, do the honors.
All right, do you want to hear a little bit?
Here we go.
I don't want to scare Orange right now, but this is Rage Against the Machine. Here it comes.
Bass.
There it is.
Cowbell.
There it is.
It's not tinny enough. It's like Stein. It's like playing the Stein.
Can we play it one more time?
You know those coffee cups that are made out of tin?
Yeah.
That's what you're looking at.
You're telling me that what we are about to hear is not a cowbell.
I don't believe in the traditional sense. Mate. It is.
Open your ears. Have a good listen.
Listen to it. Listen. Its tone's not right.
That's definitely a cowbell.
That's just someone putting
it every day of the week.
It's two cowbells.
Hang on. Andy Lee says it's two.
Double cowbell.
Double cowbell.
Andy Lee, get in here. Andy, you've jumped the gun, but we're happy to have you.
When it comes to cowbell discussion, my alarm goes like a beacon in the air.
He started tapping the windows. What's your take?
It's two cowbells, one slightly smaller, one slightly bigger. The bigger one comes in second as a cowbell aficionado.
Let's listen. Here it comes again.
Here we go.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's I actually think they could have, you know how it's got the double sound as well? Could have had the stick inside the cowbell for the double hit.
I was speculating before the show that it could be two sticks. On a slightly different angle.
What musician did you have an instrument at school?
I played cowbell in my brother's band.
Get out. Andy Lee will be joining us immediately after this, but you need to get going. We've got to get to the news on time. We won't have enough time to talk to Andy.
I know. All right, here we go. This is the synopsis. This is an Orwellian existence. Someone or something has power and you don't. The powerful are manipulating and lying to you. They are keeping you numbed to your reality. They are counting on your complacency and your apathy. But you're smarter than that. You know what's really going on, and you're not going to be pushed around. You are going to fight back, push back, and rise up. You're not taking any more crap.
Rooting in the back of the ear. It has to be. It's all a bit serious, Andy. Do you want to go with that, or do you? I mean, because you were cowbell in your brother's band, so you bring some experience to them.
The themes feel Muse-like.
That's interesting.
Interesting. Andy, can you leave, please?
What about this song? You're not the boss of me now. They might be giants.
They might be giants.
That'd be that Orwellian existence you were talking about. 1-3-5-3, people.
This is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
That was tambourine.
What?
That wasn't cowbell, that was tambourine. What?
I'm doing the tambourine shaking motion.
Oh, I'm glad it was for a minute. Looked a bit blue.
Song Whisperer's gone rogue.
Just playing the air something, and I'm not sure what it is.
When someone is normally telling a fib or telling a lie, you do give that gesture sometimes. So as soon as you said tambourine and Jay went with that gesture, I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. It's not tambourine.
Andy Lee is with us. His show, The Cube, opens tonight.
Tomorrow night. Right.
Tomorrow night. 7:30. Very similar to my show, The Triangle, which we'll get to, and I hope that there's no crossover, but we'll get there. Big rollout. He's going to stick around and have a chat with us. Who should get vaccinated? Imagine you've got the only vaccine. This is one for you too, Andy. You ever think about one shot? Someone in the country that you think
at the moment
should
Cummins.
Be at the front.
At the Pat moment, Cummins. Pat Cummins for me.
Oh, so we're talking national.
We need to take him to another Ashes.
I'll probably go Molly. Just to get him done quickly. Hey, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. It's all coming up. But the Song Whisperers joined us.
Yeah,
and let's hear this synopsis. This bleak post.
It's a tale of woe.
It's a tale of woe.
Well, it's not
a
tale of woe, actually. You're
splitting hairs. Go. What's the synopsis?
This is an Orwellian existence. Someone or something has power, and you don't. The powerful are counting on your complacency and your apathy. But you're smarter than that. You know what's really going on, and you're not going to be pushed around. You are going to fight back, push back, and rise up. You're not taking any more crap.
Steve's on the line. I was about to have a guess. Lucky I didn't. Steve's, did you have another one, Dave? Or?
No, I was thinking... Phil?
Something from Bardo, I think.
No, I've told him not to bring his own records in.
Well-known anarchist.
I got nothing. Phil. Steve, I beg your pardon.
See me in my office. Steve, what's your guess, buddy?
How are you going, lads? Firstly, Andy, happy birthday.
Don't actually celebrate this, Steve.
Beg your pardon.
Is it true?
Steve's got a running joke. Hamish knows I don't celebrate birthdays, so he encourages anyone that sees me ever to wish me a happy birthday.
How awesome.
Steve's nailed me on another national broadcast, done, Steve. But what's your guess?
We're going to go with We're Not Going to Take It, Twisted Sister.
Kind of works, doesn't it?
I can see why you'd think that, but it's not right.
Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane for you, Steve.
I don't want to take any more from Steve either after that.
Andy, I got a friend, and he does this every
time. That's not true. Mick doesn't have a friend.
Listen to this.
Acquaintance at best.
So we go out for dinner, and he does this every time we're at a restaurant. Mm. He goes into the kitchen without telling me and lets them know it's my birthday. So at some stage during the meal, all the staff come out of the kitchen with a cake, and by that stage... I can't say no. It's and the whole restaurant is singing, and I have to go and cut the every funny. Time. I don't see him much now, apart from for a kebab, because it's too hard. Thanks, Steve. Simon's on the line. Simon, guess G'day. Please.
My guess is Killing in the Name of Rage Against the Machine.
Now, it's not bad because we did play that song about 8 times. We may have planted that idea in your head
Simon.
Just slightly. Yeah.
What do you think?
No, it's not Rage Against the Machine.
It's not. Come on, Jackie, what are you thinking? Yep, now's Jackie. Your turn to speak. This is how radio works, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hello?
Hey, Jackie. Now, what are you thinking?
Hi, Mick, fellow Richmond supporter here.
Oh, well, you...
That's why she's a bit slow off the mark.
See you round one, Andy. See you round one. I hope you're there to watch us unveil 2 flags. That's right, 2 flags.
I'll be there for the beginning of the end for you. Don't worry about that.
What did you say, Jackie?
Sorry, I got a tattoo and everything.
Oh, did you? Oh. Good on you. Well, you sound like... Are you single? We could get his and hers. That sounds like fun. Where did you get it? Just out of interest?
I went to Keeler Road and...
No, I think you meant on your body.
Sorry.
But you nearly gave a plug away. Can't believe you didn't go to Jake the Push-Up King.
Yeah, just down the road.
All
Tigers
you?
Tats should be mandatory.
He's just round the corner from here, too. What's the guess, Jackie?
Uprising by Muse.
Considering it, Andy nearly gave it away for the same to it out of the ground. Yeah. Hasn't done a lot of radio, Andy, over the years. He's a bit green when it
just came in and went for it. You're right, Jackie.
You got it.
Oh, my goodness.
And you well got yourself done, a prize as well. Do we want to do this now,
and,
Mick? Do we
and
want
you
to...
might be in a three-peat too. You might see a Richmond three-peat.
Oh, maybe. You Heaven got yourself forbid. $100 there, Jackie. You can shop wherever you'd like to, courtesy of Malloy. And
do it.
Chuck in a case of Brick Lane as well, which is bloody good beer.
Steady on.
Now available.
I'll give that to my dad. I don't drink beer.
Yeah, give it to your dad.
All right, okay. Great idea. All right. Hey, Andy Lee's with us. More with Andy after this. Here is Muse Uprising. It's Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
I am the cube. Step inside.
Oh!
The cube isn't your average skill tester. Because every reward has a risk.
Once you're in there, you're either heading out with nothing or $20,000.
The cube with Andy Lee. On 10.
7:30 tomorrow night, by the way. Andy Lee in studio with us now.
This is a big rollout. No pressure, but this is
precious
a lot.
Pressure's for tyres, mate.
I'm calling this the thinking man's holy moly. Now, what can we expect? I've seen all the promos, and you look fantastic, and I'm sure it's going to be great. But just give it to us in a nutshell. What are the type of things that you're asking
inside
people
four,
to do?
A 4x4 meter perspex cube, there's a series of skill games, some are memory games, some are reflex games, some are spatial awareness games. And you've got to work through 7 to get to $250,000. You've got 9 lives in which to do it. You don't have to be fit to do it, Mick. That sounded like
a jibe kebab at you. Inside the cube and have it photographed on 140 different angles with me and a burrito.
Mick and a burrito in bullet time, like Matrix. It swings around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I like about him is it's actually got nothing to do with fitness or any of those things.
Right.
It's basically, can you hold your nerve? All the games are doable. There have been some younger.
Are they deceivingly? Are they harder than they look? I mean, if you've got a million bucks up there, you're clearly not about to.
Exactly. It's about composure. How are you in big moments?
Mm.
I rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
Cometh the moment, cometh the man, cometh Mickey.
Cometh the Mickey.
Okay, don't isolate that phrase, by the way, Dave. I know what you like.
Matty O, can we get
So, well, I tell you what, it's about composure. Like, because we've had young guys go in there. Fall, you know, brawn.
Yeah.
You know, want to attack it and they panic or they go too fast and one simple mistake, you're done. You can't go back and fix it. Where we had a 7-year-old grandma come and play. And I must admit, when she was walking up to the thing, I was kind of going, all right, I'm going to practice my well done, you didn't win.
Maybe vaccinate her before she gets in the cube, exactly. It sounds like.
I was, you know, kind of contemplating what I might say when she loses everything. But she was just cold, hard. She was an ice woman.
She had experience.
She came to play. She came to play.
And of all the competitors, I think the least nervous.
Oh, wow.
Maybe because of experience. And that's right. But, it does get
a
bit intense.
She was there for the midday show. She goes, is it still on? Is there a studio audience?
There's a studio audience.
Yeah. How many people in the studio?
There were 250 in the studio audience. It was great due to COVID times. Obviously, everyone had their masks on. So if I make a joke and no one laughs, it's because it's the mask. Certainly, the joke would have been perfect, I promise.
Sounds similar to my show, The Triangle, which didn't last long. And then I came back with the isolation triangle. Which the older viewers, like, can I tell you, now when you're promoting a show, and by the way, this show does look great. Tomorrow night, what time?
Yeah, 7:30.
Well, I wouldn't know because the network have been derelict in their duty, and you may have heard me talking about this earlier. I got sent a really shitty thing from Maths, a little box of holds 7-Eleven chocolates. I had to blow the dust off.
Yeah.
Because, hey, Maths is coming up.
Yeah, but what was the connection?
I have no idea.
Chocolates for me.
I was in a heart-shaped box.
Yeah.
So, very good. Very good.
Romantic.
Then I found out Moon Man's been getting cupcakes. six cupcakes. And I've got this. And then it occurred to me, I've been sent nothing from Channel 10. I have, and this is a huge show. Yeah. You should be onto this.
Yes.
Absolutely no gift pack, no gift box. Even haven't been paying attention, sent me a water bottle. even that by Channel 10. I'm going, come on, Channel 10, it's a friggin' water bottle.
I'm as angry as
you are.
Because
you know how it works, right?
I do.
You'd have got some beauties over the journey.
You absolutely.
Like a smash cake from Holy Moly.
Yeah. You're meant to get something that has been express posted from Korea and will break within 3 or 4 goes.
Exactly.
And the fact that my show doesn't have one of those is a travesty. I'm upset.
It could be the difference between making it or not. Right. Your publicity marketing department are asleep at the wheel. nothing for Mickey.
Lauren is the publicist at Channel 10 who'd been booking me a couple of times today on different interviews. I said, no, I'm exclusive to Mick. You won't hear me on anything.
Oh, good. We're happy to hear that.
No, it's your own interview.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So, but what we should do, let's go to a song. Let's not tell her we're going to call, but I think we should take
her to explain herself.
Yeah, get her to explain herself.
Because it's not too late.
You know what we should? They'll have other stuff in at 10.
Well, they'll send me something.
Yeah, if we can't get a cardboard cut out of Osher.
Something from The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it.
All right, we'll do it after this.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Cometh the moment, cometh the man. Cometh Mickey.
Now,
I warned you, Dave. I don't ever want to hear that again on this network.
Last time.
We're joined by Andy Lee, of course. His new show tomorrow night, The Cube, drops, and it's going to be a big show for the 10 Network, who are not treating it like it's, as far as I see, I always get a gift basket from a show.
I can't believe
a big rollout for a launch. Yep, or a, again, for MasterChef, send me like a dish of something.
Aprons and stuff.
A huge apron.
They should send out cloches. No show uses a cloche as much. I've never said the word cloche as much as I have in the last 30 seconds.
Dump it. Google that first.
But they weren't really invented until MasterChef came around and started revealing different dishes.
So you're on every network. I'm really thankful you're on our show, The Front Bar, which you
love
do
being on
cricket
front,
and football. You're amazing, and you do the tennis over at Channel 9, you've got a great history. How was the tennis?
Tennis was great. I did a game called Guess Whom, which is just
loved it. Yeah, it was brilliant.
That's really good.
Guess Who? I added M for it to try and avoid legal reasons. But I've been since told by lawyers that doesn't cover you whatsoever, and you probably could be sued. But the great moment for me was I was playing with a guy called Andrei Rublev, who's the number 8th in the world Russian. Mm. I didn't know he was Russian. Just you know, they're all kind of
Rublev's probably the giveaway.
they'd rushed him in and so on. Yeah. And I said, would you like to be stuck in hotel quarantine with this person? Mm. He answers yes. And I went, all right, well, I'm putting down Vladimir Putin, right?
Right.
He goes, put Putin back up. put Vladimir straight up. He did not want to be seen to be laughing or giggling with the fact that you wouldn't want to be with Vladimir Putin. And I realised,
power.
The leader of the opposition has just recently had a cup of tea and ended up in hospital.
Novichok, I believe it's called. Novichok.
then he got arrested for boarding a train. So I can understand why Andre was a little bit anxious for me to put Vladimir back up.
So Channel 10, I think, asleep at the wheel because this is a big show. Could affair a share price, I would suggest.
Really? Absolutely.
And so it's huge. You're a huge star. You're a blue chip. You are a great investment.
They didn't send you a little gift pack to promote
the show. I didn't get a little gift pack. I didn't get... What do you call a show bag? At least a show bag full of a 10 sticker, Channel 10 sticker or
some
something.
Some pointless thing that you give to your nephew and he breaks it within 4 or 5 hours.
Exactly.
Let's call Lauren. She's the publicist from Channel 10.
Well, she should be the former publicist for Channel 10
saying. If she was doing her job, she would be listening to this one. So she'd expect the call.
She should be following you very closely.
Yeah.
Can you put up the beep?
Hello? Hi, you've reached Lauren. I'm on another call.
Maybe she is listening to the show. And
hi, Lauren. You want to call us back?
1-333-53.
You're now on 54 stations around Australia. I want to know what your intentions are with The Cube because I'm a little in the dark, if you know what I mean.
Lauren, what can we get for Mick? Call us straight back.
Call us straight back. Yeah. You need to call the station right now. I'll get Whitney onto it. Our producer. Right. We'll call her on every line.
Yeah, all right.
So what's she doing? Is she watching The Bold and the Beautiful? Is she... promoting.
Hi, you reach Lauren.
Lauren. What's the?
Well, what would I mean? She'd be.
What's the Channel 10?
Lauren, is that you?
Hello.
Wakey,
Lauren.
Lauren. Now, first question is: are we giving out some kind of promotional gift pack for The Cube?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts even more.
Okay.
Well, Lauren.
Did Kyle and Jackie O get one?
Yeah.
But what about the Moon Man and or Marty Sheargold show?
Did they get them?
Lauren.
Lauren,
you're under oath. Lauren, what happened?
Look, you were meant to get one today.
Oh, exactly. Yes.
What did they get, though? What was the...
It was a cool, like, cube, a Perspex cube full of stress balls.
Oh, it would have been fun.
Kind of glad I didn't get it.
Lauren, what can we get? What have you got in? You're at Channel 10 at the moment?
No, I've just pulled over on the way home.
Okay. But you know what's in there. Yeah. What can we get Mickey to promote the Cube? Is there a cardboard cut out of Osher that's available that we'd like him?
I have quite a few Osher bobbleheads. I can send you one of those.
We'll take one of those.
Osher bobblehead? We're talking turkey. Have you got anything from the old MasterChef team?
That's a good thing. Any old Matt Preston gear?
You got a picture of Matt Preston I can use to identify myself on occasion.
Absolutely. I'm sure he
any bobbleheads for Matt or the head too big? You guys,
they can't balance all the chins. It's the head wobbles off. Lauren, doesn't make me feel very warm or welcome.
So what else, Lauren? What else? What other shows? It's Studio 10. Do they have merch? Is there an apron from Denise Scott or something?
I don't know if the budget would stretch that far.
Okay.
I can definitely suspect. You were meant to get one today, Vic. I promise. You know I love you.
Lauren, tell you what. Don't worry about the cube with the balls in it because, a lot of people don't know what you'd even do with that. But can we get a care pack of your best selects from Channel 10 publicity, past and present shows, and then get them sent to care of the Cube to Mickey.
So here comes our producer, Whitney. Hey, Lauren, just quickly, I've just sent my producer, Whitney, up to reception. Yeah. And Whitney, is there something for me from the Cube and Channel 10 at reception?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, my God.
Lauren.
Oh,
nothing.
No.
I'll call
the courier company. I will call the and I'll find out where it is.
All right, Andy, thank you for coming
Thanks so much.
I hope the Lauren, cube is off to put you in on the, 2 weeks. On the spot. Well done, Lauren. Yeah, you're superstar. Otherwise doing a good job, but you need to...
Lauren,
Malloy's the name, and I have a national drive time show. 54 stations.
Deliver a gift tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow.
Thanks, Lauren. If we don't rate well Thursday, we know where it all went wrong. Thank you for being the fall person for me. Appreciate coming on.
Good on you.
Good to see you, Mickey.
Good luck to you. I'm sure it'll be great. You're a superstar. Have fun Wednesday, tomorrow night. Come on.
7:30, Channel 10, The Cube. That's Andy Lee. This is Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Missed any of today's show? It's been a cracker as well. Some great guests. Why don't you download the podcast wherever you get your podcast? In fact, you should go to the Listener app. Download the Listener app now. Then you never miss a moment of Malloy.
Andy Lee was just on because we rang publicity because I didn't get... Or receive my gift pack or my gift
bit
box
petty,
from
really,
Channel 2. Well, it's the way the system works, Dave.
Yep.
I don't make the rules, but I stickler for them.
Okay.
Don's on the line. Don, what did you want to add?
Yeah, Mickey, I'm just wondering if you've checked the back of the gets for that cube.
Oh, bang, right on the money, that is.
Come on,
hey, Slumber Brick Lane coming your way, Don. It's the draft.
Not true.
Go and get it. I like it a lot. Hey, guys, can I just change gears for a second? Sure, we're talking about the need to vaccinate, and we've seen the Prime Minister vaccinate, and now politicians are getting vaccinated.
South Australian Premier got today, I think.
People think that politicians are jumping the queue. Should the elderly get it? All this stuff. I want to put it to you now, 133353. I want you to give us a call. Who, if you had one vaccination, if you could give one grant, one vaccination in this country, who would you give it to? Who's right at the top of your list? I'd go probably Molly Meldrum.
Yeah,
good choice.
I think he needs it. He's vulnerable.
Yeah.
he's in a high-risk category, and he's a national treasure.
Of course.
So I'd give mine to Molly. Dave, what would you do?
I'd go Carl, not Peter Stefanovic.
Carl?
I think so. I think Carl's a bit of a national treasure. Yeah. And
I would vaccinate one of the Veronicas. But I don't know which one. Who would you?
You know, we were, what was that guy's name? This guy.
Manly's Tom Trbojevic.
I'll vaccinate him.
Oh, you are an ass. Okay, there goes your vaccination, pal. No, there goes your second. I'd give you one. Give you the second. Matt White on Instagram wants to vaccinate Pete Evans. I'd like to see that. 133353, people.
Who do you want to vaccinate?
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Vaccinations all across Australia have begun.
If you had it and you had one dose and you could decide who gets it, who would you choose to vaccinate? I went with Molly Meldrum.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe Dusty Martin, though.
Dustin Martin.
He's the most important athlete this country's ever produced.
Wow.
Chappelle.
Okay.
Maybe Mercedes, but definitely Chappelle. Bill Gibson. I just hate to see her get fake cancer. You get the idea.
Yep.
Who would you vaccinate? Schmitty's on the line. Schmitty, you got one shot. Who are you going to vaccinate?
Rodney Reed.
Rodney Reed. Oh, okay. Rodney. Why? Do you think it's what he does is an essential service?
Yes. Taught me a lot in life.
He means a lot.
Years,
yeah.
And there'll never be another.
There'll never be another. Have you got an example of his work there, Dave?
G'day, trendsetters. Rodney Reed here. How do you tell the difference between male and female lettuces? The male lettuce is the one with the slug on it.
Again, agreed. Get the vaccination out there. Well done, Schmitty. Like your style. Aaron's on the line. Aaron, who would you vaccinate?
Frank Walker.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles.
Well, yeah.
You'd hate to hear the last from Frank, wouldn't you? Yeah. That would be, that's what he'd say is you vaccinated him.
Yeah.
I reckon. I like it, Aaron. Phil's on the line. Phil, who would you vaccinate? Phil, who would you vaccinate?
Sam Payne and Grant Denyer.
What, just a half shot each?
They get three drops each. They're both about the same size as Grant Denyer's Logie.
Well, all right, I get the idea. I like it a lot. Duke him. Slab of Brick Lane for that man. There well done, go, Phil. Michael's on the line. Michael, who would you distribute the vaccine to?
How are you, Mickey?
I'm good, buddy. Who?
I would have to go with Bert, I think. Bert Newton.
Oh, Bert Newton, yeah. Not Paddy.
Can we split it?
No, you can't. No, you got to choose.
Oh.
It's like Sophie's Choice. Who would you save, Bert or Paddy?
I'd have to go with Bert.
You'd
I'm
have
sorry,
to go with
Paddy.
Bert. He's a national treasure. And you know, in this case, Paddy's just collateral damage.
Oh.
We didn't mean it. We can't do much about it. Duke him. Give him something.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way, courtesy of Mick and Dan.
Mark's on the line. Mark, who would you vaccinate?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Mickey, how are you, mate?
Yeah, who'd you vaccinate, mate?
Mate, I'd vaccinate one of your all-time favourites in Bernard Tomic.
Oh, Bernard Tomic.
Give him a vaccination.
He's just a gift that keeps on giving, doesn't he,
sure.
You could jab him with a number of different vaccines, I reckon. One with a lot.
Yeah, I reckon
I would
so,
have
mate.
Suggested, well done, Mark. Liz is on the line. Liz, who would you vaccinate?
Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh! That's it. What would we be as a nation without horses?
That's true.
If you knew he couldn't turn up at Cox Plate or he wasn't there to perform at live. What a loss
where
to this nation.
Yeah. Hey Liz, I'll give you I've got a choice of a prize I can give you right now.
Oh, here we go.
You can either take $100 to use at your choice of hundreds of providers around Australia, or you can get an item, a mystery item from Mick's desk. Geez. It's your choice, Liz. What do you want to do?
Jeez.
$100.
Oh, Liz.
Mick, I would love something from your desk, but the $100 would be very handy.
Is that your call?
But maybe you could add something from your desk.
No, Liz, no. It's either or.
$100.
All right, you've got that.
You were going to get the keys to a new car.
It's a brand new car. Congratulations.
You're kidding me.
Oh, sorry. Liz, you've missed that.
Hey, Liz, quietly. What? You've probably made the right call.
Yeah, you made the right call. Enjoy that.
Hey, we are done. Well done, everybody.
Yes,
that
appreciate
was a
all
load
the calls.
Of fun.
Hey, we're going to boot this one home after this. Big show coming up tomorrow. We'll let you know who's on the show right after this. Yeah, Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Now tonight, you're
done and dusted for another day. Well done, everybody.
You have to get your skates on at some stage and make your way to Channel 31 tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to Channel 31 to do the talking fishing.
That's, wow, I didn't know you were into angling.
I'm not. I don't know how to fish.
Well, why would you be on a talking fishing?
Because they've asked me on, Dave.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
And it's Channel 31, the only network that have never sacked me.
Well, they don't pay anyone because it's a community broaster. They've had some big names over the years, by the way. Channel 31, Hamish and Andy, who we had on before. They began their sort of TV career through Channel 31.
Rove and they'll end up there too. They will.
Rove McManus, he was Channel 31.
He had his own show. I think he had his first Tonight Show at Channel 31.
Peter Hellyer, one of our mates as well. He's done Channel 31. So
I'm doing it tonight. It's talking fishing.
Right.
And I think I might have slagged them off at some stage. I mentioned that their set looked very similar to ours.
All right.
I hope it doesn't come up because it could be embarrassing for
me. Well, if you're in Melbourne, you can watch it on Channel 31. If you are interstate, you can get them on Facebook as well. So look up Talking Fishing and they'll be streaming
fishing.
That tonight. That'll be great.
What's your favourite fish?
what are you asking me that for? I don't know. Flake.
Jesus.
Barramundi, don't mind a bit of Barramundi.
Saltwater or freshwater?
Both.
You could never go on the fishing show. No. You're not prepared.
My dad and his father, my grandfather, were fishermen, and I've never caught a fish in my life. I'm a disgrace. I'm going to hand in my man
caught
card.
Caught one once, but I didn't know how to reel it in, so I just run up the bank.
Tell that story tonight.
Well, that's the type of stuff I'll be bringing to the fishing show, Channel 31 tonight.
Talking fishing tonight. That's it for us tonight. And we will be back tomorrow with Adam Rosenbarks.
Right.
Rosie.
That's the most promotable item we have on tomorrow's.
We'll be giving away stuff from your desk as well. So,
and I better get something from the Cube, I tell you what.
Oh, you're furious.
They've got a day to send me something at my desk that I expect not to be stolen.
Real showbiz arsehole behavior from you today. All right, well, that'll be tomorrow's Malloy on Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show Podcast.